All right, we're live here. Part two of our season wrap up. Mark, you want to get it going?
Let's do it. We're talking Reese today, whether he should go pro, stay here. Of course, we've got Dougie Fresh to weigh in on that. He's been a Reese dude from the inception of Reese's career at UVA. T Dubs out in West Coast.
Early to it.
Little Ski on grounds. And I'm Mark Jerome in New York City. So we're talking Reese today. What else are we talking, T Dubs? Are we talking Tony Bennett today in the
Yeah,
system?
we can. Let's see. Time permitting, let's see how the Reese talk goes, or maybe we could talk Elijah, or we could talk. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. Let's kick it off. Let's start with the is Reese coming? Since we've been talking about yesterday, Isaac Trout and other transfers coming out or leaving, we didn't talk about who we're looking at coming in. Dougie, you at T Dubs and Spencer will know a lot more about that than I do. But the potential for Reese to leave, is it
Yeah.
possibly to the NBA or possibly to another school?
Ooh. Well, if it's another school, I'm gonna be very unhappy. I'm a jealous fan. I don't want him to leave. I want to preclude. I want to start it. Preclude, is that the right word? I want to say it first. I don't want Reese to leave. But it popped into my question into my head 2 days ago. TW and I just talking about different things. We know Poppy's leaving, right? That's all we know. Let's be certain. We think somebody else is leaving. We think somebody else might. It just hit me, and I want to pose the question to you guys: why would Reese come back? And it hit me. I'm not so sure why he would come back. And I'm thinking NBA, G League, whatever it may be. If it's a transfer, I completely disagree. Well, I almost completely disagree. I'm just trying to understand why would he come back? Almost a devil's advocate to myself, if
So
so to speak.
I think there's lots of reasons, but so I'm going to start with you come back because, first of all, if financially, I won't say first of all, but financially is one reason because he's probably going to, if he doesn't make the NBA and he's in the G League,
Yep.
he's making 35, 40 G's a year. And you get stuck in the G League, it's so hard to make it out.
Yeah, it's a
You're
lot.
constantly
Trey
trying to try.
Burke.
And you're waiting for a 10-day, and you're waiting for a 10-day. If you're not a two-way guy, it's tough. Look at, we've
Yeah.
got some guys in the G League right now, right? And who most of them opted to go overseas, right? Which, I mean, as an older person, I would think that overseas is a lot more attractive and less, but everybody feels like they go to the G League and they're going to make it out. But how many people do?
Right,
Very
none.
few. Now, last year, a couple of years ago, when COVID was rampant and guys were getting 10-day contracts, that was an option. But that didn't even last that long.
Yeah,
So that's one thing. That's a one reason why you might come back because he's going to test the waters. He's going to get the intel. And the intel is either going to say you're 15%, you're going to make, you got a chance to make it in the first round, whatever the numbers might be, maybe 40%, I don't know, all the way through the end of the second round. So if he gets intel saying, listen, the intel states that reflects that you're a 75% late second rounder. Why would you leave? How many late second rounders make it? And if he gets an NIL deal worth 150, 200 to come back, or 100, it's not a bad starting place for a 22-year-old kid out of college or in college. Right?
Yeah.
And by the way, as we're talking about other schools, and I definitely don't want him to leave, right? I
No.
think. What the value of what Bennett and staff teaches is so underappreciated, like defensively, how hard it is to play defense in the NBA. And by the way, we all know Reese is, and I'm going off a tangent now, we know Reese is a stellar defensive player. In the NBA, it changes because he hasn't played on ball pick and roll defense, right? Which is that's the majority of the game in the NBA. It's so hard to stop a pick and roll in the NBA.
Of course.
It's almost impossible. So you're just hoping Damian Lillard misses shots. You're hoping Steph Curry misses shots.
For
I mean, I
sure.
know those are the premier guards, and I'm not saying he's going to be a first team and a starter. So maybe he's guarding a second team guard. But going back to Reese leaving, if somebody says the grass is greener, I've got a bunch of $500,000 deal for you to come here, and you'll play in a different style system
That's tough.
where you're not relied on to just shoot from the outside. Like, look at the kid, Nigel Pack. Miami paid $1 million or whatever they paid for a backcourt. They're in the Elite Eight. and potentially go Final Four. Is that worth it to the school? Is that worth it to the kids? Certainly to the kids it is, right? I made 500 grand right. for 1 year. What? Who's making 500 grand in a year? How many people in the whole world?
Yeah, I think the worth it to the school part is kind of the personality of the payer, which I think is Ruiz, right? I think a lot of it has to do with that. He's in the forefront. He seems to be vocal. Is that fair? We know his name, at least. So for kids, that's definitely interesting. What I'm thinking about Ruiz, I think he's a different – let's assume G League just for sake of argument, right? Let's say he doesn't make a roster.
Two-way or regular?
Either way, Mark's 100% right. Trey Burke, you don't get out of the G League. But I think Trey's a different guy. He's not going to be in the G League scoring 25 a game. Ooh, he might be doing – Ruiz. No, he's not, right? We agree. He might be doing those little things that a team is like, wait a minute, takes care of the ball, he sets people up, he goes to the hoop, he finishes, and he defends. And he can defend. I get it. No one's stopping the names you brought up. Nobody's stopping them. We all get that. But like Corey Alexander made this point to me years ago when he was in the G League. Everybody in the G League's trying to go off and get points. And Corey's like,
right.
6 years in the NBA. They have people for that in the NBA. So yeah. I don't think, you know, Ruiz is not going to be that guy. I'm totally playing devil's advocate to him coming back to college, let's say.
Yeah.
The G League, right, is just a frenetic, high-paced, elevated AAU game. Or playground game.
Is that good for Ruiz? I don't know. Maybe he's better in that. I don't know.
He's not going to be that dude that's going to take 25 shots a game.
Right.
I don't see it.
Here was my question. Coming back to UVA, let's say he comes back to UVA, and which I actually – I'm usually a proponent of guys going to the league. Fulfill your dreams. I don't know what the intel says. If the intel says there's bet on yourself, do well in the workouts, and you can get in the first round – I'm a proponent of just doing it and seeing what happens. But if the feedback is, hey, there's a good chance you're not going to get drafted, I feel like coming back for him especially is interesting because he has not played without Kihei before. So he's going to get put in the limelight a lot. And this could go either way. Like, let's keep it real. Like, being in the spotlight is not always a great thing. You get exposed a little bit. You're going to be number one in the scouting report in the ACC, and people are going to pick apart your game a little bit. Now, that could be good or bad, but that seems like a risk. Whereas, like, right now, it's just potential, right? Like, what is he like? What is he? Should we just draft him on potential versus next season? He's going to have a whole different scouting report on him. So that would be my take.
You know, CW is a great point, right? And there's so many pieces to this. Like, if he leaves, if he decides, like, when does he decide to come back? Well, if he doesn't come back, or at that point, when does UVA start recruiting to fill his spot, which is a whole nother question, which I think the national championship was great, but it also put the basketball program in a tough situation when all the guys decided to leave. Yeah. So DeAndre knew he was leaving, right, from the start of the season. Ty knew he was leaving, I don't know when it was, February, March, right?
Kyle before they won, Ty was gone before they even won the tournament.
Kyle didn't know until the 11th hour, until the last possible minute. When I tell you the last possible minute, I mean the last possible minute, right? Or maybe Mamadi knew he was coming back the last possible minute, right? Really? He waited until 11:59 if the deadline was midnight to make the decision. So let's take what you were just talking about, compare that T-Dubs to Kyle. Yep. Kyle was, if he came back,
right,
what was his senior year been like? Would it expose him for whatever the reason, whatever the issue, whatever challenges he has, because they all have challenges, right? Whatever challenges he has, would that have not made him an NBA player? Now, he kicked around for a little while, and now he's doing incredible in Europe. And is he an NBA player? I don't know. Some people say yes. Some people say no. Well, I have heard from some GMs what they do believe. Right. I'm not going to report it here.
But I take a step back. I get everything. Totally get it. But what was Kyle Guy going to get better at as a fourth year? Nothing. He was himself.
So you take Kyle Guy, right? What would he have gotten?
Maybe he adds 5 pounds. Maybe he, you know, just goes to the weight room but that's not his game. So I'm gonna go jump forward and say what would Ruiz get good at himself personally in another year of Virginia?
So some people
he's not gonna make 100 threes.
No, but some people have questioned everybody's defense, right? So maybe Kyle works a little harder on defense. Maybe he works a little bit harder on his ball handling. If those were the issues, right?
Right.
Now, you can definitely work on those things, especially at Virginia, to defense. Yeah. Like, I remember Ty, an agent started calling. Agent started calling me in Ty's the fall of his third year, and I'm reaching out. I'm like, "Why are you calling me? Like, what? What are you talking about, Ty? NBA, right?" And then as they started calling me more and more, I was like, "Oh, really?" And then I started looking. Every once in a while, we looked at the draft boards, which I hated doing, and I hated for him to do. It's hard not to,
of course,
when you're playing. But then I had one agent call me up and say, "We'd love to represent Ty, but he's got to work on his ball handling." I'm like, "Ball handling?" There's other agents calling me up telling me that they want to represent him. What are you talking about? He's a good ball handler. They were right. They were absolutely right. And so, but that's one of the things Ty did work on, and he's still got so many things to get better at for him to be a bona fide NBA player. So they can all work out. So Reese, be in the gym every day, taking 1,000 jump shots every day, working on your form. Do it with guys coming at you. Do it with on the catch. Do it off the dribble, taking threes, backing up, increasing your range.
Yeah, I don't think Reese is an NBA level ball handler. By the way, dribbling. I think that's something so Reese is fielding these questions now. You think, Mark, you think he's getting his family's getting phone calls from agents, et cetera. And it's pre-draft. Okay. I don't know.
I'm not sure if he's getting like the clutches and the BDAs and the priority sports, BDAs, Bill Duffy. I'm not sure if he's getting like the top 10. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't.
To me, Reese feels like the opposite of Kyle, which is he's got the defensive capability. He doesn't have the shooting touch that Kyle has that comes naturally. It's like the total inverse. Like what does that mean? I'm not sure. It's a tough use case for him. Like how many 6'3 point guards in the NBA can't shoot? I mean, you got what? Maybe Patrick Beverley and Russell Westbrook. And hey, take look, I'm not saying he's either one of those guys.
I'm going to debate that. Patrick Beverley shot 40% from three. I don't know what he's shooting now.
Right.
But last year, the year before, he shot over 40% from three.
Well, so did Reese.
In college, and at what volume?
I know. I totally agree the volume, but what volume was Beverley? I don't know. I don't know any. I don't know the answer to any.
Maybe Rondo. Rondo doesn't shoot great. Yeah, there's not many. There's not many guys.
Rondo's an exceptional ball handler and passer, though. Like,
and super quick, super fast, super long.
6'5".
Great defensively, like insane. Russell Westbrook, 6'5". The most pound for pound, maybe the best athlete.
Yeah.
One of the best athletes in the history of the NBA.
Russell's about 6'3 or 6'4, by the way. I saw him out in the Final Four. He's surprisingly not tall, but he's an avatar. He's just an absolute, especially in the meat of his career. You know, he's 94 feet and Jacque Vaughn speed.
Yep.
Dunking on everybody.
I'm not saying Reese should or shouldn't go.
Yeah.
I'm saying that I think these are things that he probably is looking at.
Yeah,
right? If I come back. How do I get better? What do I need to work on? Or some agents may be telling them. And some agents can contact him saying, "Hey, we love to represent you. Let's do it next year." And maybe they're saying, "Hey, we can get you a deal. We can get you paid.
Right.
Right. To come back, to stay there for $150,000 and represent you next year," or whatever the number might be.
Well, you made the point though. What if somebody else says, "Here's $500,000, you're a free, you're a free transfer." That's, I never even thought about that until now. Damn it.
You talked about your boy, Sky. Right, you've been talking about it for a week or two.
Too wise,
Sky. Too wise.
I think I do. I do. Even in my naivety, my Tennessee, but my heart of hearts, I think Reese is loyal enough. Virginia, TB guy, Jason on KG, whoever it is, Orlando. I think that's enough. If he stays in college, he's back.
But I would think so. But I think who's left? Who's coming back?
No, I know. Well, I'm. I don't want to segue yet until you're ready, but selfishly, I really want to see specifically Elijah play with Reese for a year, whatever that means, practice, summertime, actually in games, everybody else too, all the other players as well. But, selfishly is like, if it were my child, I'd like to see him play with Elijah for Elijah.
Yeah.
So right now, if another guard doesn't transfer in, and there's going to be one or two transferring in.
Yep.
Right. We don't know what's happening with Armand. Do we know what's happening with Armand yet?
He's gone. He's going to play professional, isn't he? I thought.
I don't know. I don't think anything official. No official word is out yet.
That's the rumor.
Oh.
The rumor, I know. But we know about the rumors to people we've spoken with, but I don't know if it's been official yet, right? So let's say Armand, let's assume Armand's gone, right?
Right.
Who's
well, showing what I know anyway, Poppy, the rumor was he's going to turn professional and he enters a transfer portal. So yeah. My rumor, and my at least I made it up in my head, is that Armand wants to be a professional. So all we know, he transfers.
Although with Poppy, just because he's entering the transfer portal doesn't mean he's necessarily going to transfer.
Okay, but right. let's say Poppy, Trout, Armand, Kihei, JG,
Ben,
Vanderplas at six.
Caden.
I don't know.
50-50? I don't know. Where is he? 40-60? 70-30?
No clue.
I don't know.
I'm not going to put him in that category.
Yeah, okay.
I just don't know. I haven't heard rumors. I don't know. So that's, what did we just say? Five or six guys that are done. They're out.
Six. Right.
Possibly.
What's that?
Well, that's six guys that are more likely than not.
Right. So now at guard spot, who do you have coming back?
Dante Harris.
Reese
back.
Isaac McNeely.
And Leon, sort of. Not really. Leon's more of a
– I think Leon's more of a three.
Leon and Ryan. You got four or five guys.
And then you got Blake and Elijah coming in.
Blake's a 4-5, probably five, right? And Elijah's –
those dudes are going
to possibly combo.
A chance to get a lot of minutes their first year.
Yeah. There's a lot of minutes available next year.
But right now, you know, if all those guys leave and if Caden leaves, they are going to be working the phones, working emails, bust their butts to get
working guys, emails. You're on the forum. What's the forum saying about guys that we're looking at in the portal?
The forum is – oh, portal? So there's rumors that we are in seeing a guy named Blue Kane, B-L-U-E, last name C-A-I-N. I think he's playing in Florida somewhere. Somebody said he's from Knoxville. I'm not sure if that's right or not. The problem is his dad was a Duke graduate and named his son Blue because they are, in fact, the Blue Devils. That's a tough one for me. But I heard we have coaches seeing him, and he's a point guard. I think he's taller, 6'4"-ish point guard. A 23 though, I believe. I think he's unsigned. I think I'm right. Help me.
Lisa has a question here. When will we know who's here to stay? May 11th is the deadline for the transfer portal for winter sports. So that's the date to have in mind. So we got a lot of time.
Kihei announced officially, right? May.
Yeah, Kihei announced in April.
Oh, was it April?
Yeah. But I mean, with the guys like him and Armand, they have until the draft, basically.
Yeah, and then I know a couple of bigs we're looking at, the kid Jennings from Texas Tech. And this is all forum that I'm not talking about Jason Williford or Tony Bennett or KG or whatever. And there's just a bunch of names that are floating around. The Harvard graduate looks interesting, I guess. But our guy who's got next, say, oh yeah, Blue Kane decommitted from Georgia Tech, so he's 23. The Harvard kid out of the UK, but he's kind of like a Virginia Tech, according to HGN, in terms of style of play, catching it in the high post and facilitating that way. That's all I know.
There's a lot. I mean, if you need the scoop, who's got next is your guy.
Yeah,
if you're just talking about what we know.
If I were telling you what you should really do, and if you can, and I'm not spending anybody's money, is get a VIP subscription to Locker Room Access.
Yeah, it's daily.
Because and HGN tells you what's happening, and nobody wants to. If they don't agree with it, they don't like to hear it. But he'll tell you what's happening if you can read between the lines a little bit.
So what is our consensus on Reese? DeFresh, what are you thinking? Like, you're the biggest Reese fan, so your heart's probably torn either way.
My mind says he's gone. My heart says he stays. But my heart is as smart as my mind at times. Right, Marky? Sure. True or false?
Mark, what do you think? Mark, what does your gut tell you, Mark?
That might have been your best Dougieism.
That's back-to-back days, my best.
Mark,
Before I give my perspective, Dougie, what are you basing that on?
Which part, that he's going to go or he's going to come? Here's my argument for him to go. I don't know why he would come back. Outside of my heart, playing with our guys, being a who, having a senior year, getting NIL money possibly. I don't know what he will really improve on that he cannot improve anywhere in the world on. I don't know.
Can I represent Havlicek right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes.
I'm going to play Chris Havlicek right now.
Yep.
Hey. Reese cannot go to the NBA.
Yes.
Okay, let's read out the
He averaged 9 points a game.
Do you want to read the text?
I'll read it. Well, this is not me. This is Chris Havlicek.
This is a private text, though. So I'm not sure you can.
Okay, really, so don't read it.
You got to just give the gist. Yeah, you can't read.
No, but Hav, and I'm not sure that I tend to agree with that. Like, you have to.
No, I know you do.
Yeah. You've got to be able to shoot in the NBA.
Yeah.
At a 6'2", 6'3" point guard. I don't know if Reese even 6'3".
He's 6'4".
No.
Yeah, he's
so many times. He's not 6'4".
I mean, I'm 6'1". He's taller than me. He's 6'4".
I think
his body, he's a 6'4 body. He gets to the rim quickly like he's 6'4". I mean, it's your shoulders. It's your shoulders. It's not your
NBA
head.
It's
right?
So freaking ridiculous.
Oh, I know. I mean, you guys know. I don't know the NBA. I get it. I'm four levels away.
I know. I'm 6'4", and he's shorter than I am.
No, that's good try.
Are you 6'4 with the afro or 6'4?
I mean,
6'4. Well, that's even worse if it's 6'4 with the afro. No, I'm 6'4.
Shoulder to shoulder, you're not taller than Reese.
I am taller than Reese, shoulder to shoulder.
Not shoulder to shoulder, no.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right,
fine. All right, you guys can continue privately. I'm going to lean towards Spencer. But, all right, so Havlicek really, and I agree with him, doesn't believe Reese is capable of being an NBA shooter right now.
Yeah.
He's not flying through the air dunking on people, right? He's a really good athlete,
right? Yeah.
But he's a good athlete in a world of the ACC, which is not great right now, right? It certainly isn't as good as the late 80s, early 90s, or late early 90s when you played, Dougie. Like, everybody was so ridiculously good. Every guard, right? And even 4, 5, 6 years ago, right? And so it's not a great league. It's a good league. And I would love to be able to play in it, right? I would love for all my kids to be able to play in it. Not to. So he's being athletic, a good athlete in a league that's not great, right? So his athleticism is not going to outshine anybody in the NBA. And I'm not telling you it's not good enough for the NBA.
Yeah.
But if I'm a scout and I'm looking at him, now he might go to teams, he might workouts with 10 teams, 15 teams, or 20 teams, whoever invites him, and he may go to every single one.
Right. Quick question on the workouts. I don't think an individual workout he's gonna overshine.
They're not individuals. They go 3-on-3 and then they
okay.
Shoot. And then they
I think 3-on-3s, 4-on-4s. He could be.
Trey Murphy shot the ball so incredibly well in workouts.
Yeah.
His intel was like, dude, you're gonna be a first round pick.
He was 10 for 12 last night. He didn't shoot nearly enough. 10 out of 12.
From three.
At from six, three. Thank you. Yeah, exactly, Spence.
From three, 6 out of 12. 6 out of 9. You said 6 out of – what was he?
10 for 12.
10 for 12 from three. Right?
Incredible. And he's 6'9 and super athletic. And he was in the dunk contest this year.
Yeah, for sure. That's different.
Right?
Yeah,
so his coming back was like, of course you're going to leave. I don't know. I don't think Reese is going to get that same intel of being a first-round draft. I just don't see it.
Yeah.
Unless somehow he works on his – he really gets confident – and works on his shooting. And I think his form has gotten him so much better. But the ball still has to go through the basket.
Yeah, it's got to be quicker.
If that happens, if he shoots, you know, 75% or 60-70% for teams, then they may be like, okay, let's do it. Let's say he's going to be a low second-round pick. Or early second-round pick or high second-round pick versus a low second-round pick or
low middle. First
pick, right? If you're a high – if you're a – 31, 32, 33, 34, what do you do? And you look at all the guys who leave. What's the advantage of him leaving?
I don't have an advantage of that. I just don't have an advantage to him staying. For him, total selfishly for Reese.
I'm gonna disagree with that.
Because
at least you give it a shot. At least you give it a shot to be like to dominate. Right? At least you give it a shot to say, okay, I wanna work on being the two. I want to work on coming off screens. And you talk to the coaches about this. And maybe that's the conversation you have when you're saying, okay, I'm Coach Bennett, Jay Willie, Kyle, and whoever else. This is what I'm considering. I'm considering coming back. I'm considering leaving. But for me to come back, I also want to be, I want us to win, but I also want to put myself in a position to become an NBA player who's going to be drafted.
Well, that takes us to Dante Harris. In that case, he might have a stipulation that all my point guards have to be under 6 feet.
Fresh.
But, and I want to play with Dante.
Do you think that at this point, Reese is going to get drafted in the first or early second round?
I don't know. No, I don't. I actually don't. But I don't know. I don't know anything about the NBA. I don't know the other point guards.
When you look on the draft boards, and I've looked one time this whole year. When, as a matter of fact, the time we were in the visit to UVA when Duke played UVA and we were all hanging out together, it was the first time I looked. As a matter of fact, you guys were downstairs waiting for me in the breakfast.
Yeah, 10 minutes becomes 20. I get it. Thanks.
The draft boards real quick.
Thanks for the free breakfast back to back days, Marky's Hotel.
I tell you, Doug, you don't have to pay for anything.
I appreciate that. I tried.
But I'm looking at the draft boards. Reese's name wasn't there, right? Every kid in the first round was 18 years old.
Yep. Yeah.
Freshman or coming from overtime or coming from G League Unite.
And only 2 point guards.
And I forgot they draft out of Ignite and G League. I forgot that part. I thought they were already in it.
Where is he? I think it's a tough sell.
Yeah, well, that entire argument to me then is Reese is not going to have a professional basketball career unless he goes
let's back up a second. Back up, Dougie. I'm sorry, Spence. Basketball career, you mean in the NBA?
Yes, 100%. Okay.
NBA
career. Season, make a couple hundred.
Oh, for sure.
He's a really, really, really good player.
He could play basketball for a long, long time somewhere, for sure.
He may end up being an NBA player.
I hope so.
Sorry, Ski. Go ahead.
So he's 45 right now on the big board. And I think that he just hasn't shown enough. I mean, obviously this season, there was a lot of talk throughout the whole season that he was fighting through injuries. And I just think that with his body of work throughout his college career, it's not enough to get him into the first round or early second round. And I think, like Sean Noel said it best, needs some more time in college. He needs to get older. He needs more work against opponents that he's at their level, and then he could build up and get to the NBA level. I think that on the 2019 team, I don't think Reese starts. I don't think he gets a lot of minutes.
I'm confused about the old getting older, because NBA, everything tells you as a guard you want to be younger.
Yeah,
or older. Or
and I'm not saying you, Spence. Somebody else said it as well. Which I get it. I would be the guy to say you want to be older, but all the evidence tells me you age out of an opportunity at the NBA.
You don't want to be 23, 24. Marquise Noel is having a great tournament. Yeah, he's 5'7". He's 5'7", and he's 23, turning 24.
He's been the best player in the tournament. It's not a question, right?
A lot of people were really good players in tournaments and didn't get a look.
Yeah. But anyway, he's been the best player in the tournament.
Just sidebar really quickly about talking about older, right? And Spence, I'm also going to challenge you on one other piece. I don't think, and I could be wrong, and maybe in some cases you're right, NBA GMs don't necessarily judge on entire bodies of work unless they're looking at how someone's really improved. And they put on potential, they see someone getting much better. I think it's like your last, you know, you got hot in the tournament. You got hot.
Yeah, trajectory.
But I don't think he has that. Like, I mean, if you look, like he played well this season, but I don't think he played at an NBA level. Like I said, I don't think he starts on the 2019 team. I don't think he plays a lot at all.
So that's such a good, interesting. I think that's such a great topic. Right, so if Reese and Kihei are battling it out, who do you go with?
For the role that Kihei played, I think Kihei, 100%. Because Kihei excels. He showed it this year, which was arguably his best season of his UVA career. He excels when he's not the focal point, and he's passing it off to NBA-level guys and guys who can hit shots. He's a very good distributor. When he's not the center of attention, I don't think that Reese plays that role as well. 100%, I'd say Kihei.
I think you could put TW on the team with with Kyle Guy, DeAndre, and Ty, and he could make a difference.
No,
nothing against TW at all. Or me, or Marky, or Spence.
You should have said me, right?
But any, I'm just saying all. I think.
Okay, but Dougie.
You can put Mark's little one out there waddling around. Oh and
now, I will say there's probably three people that have ever played college basketball that could have gotten to the ball against Purdue that he got to. Muggsy Bogues, Keay Clark,
but
Doug Smith.
Yes.
Is Reese able to lock down what's the name, Carson Edwards, better than Deion than Keay did?
It doesn't matter. He had 46 points. What's the difference?
Because if he's in his face with his longer arms and a
six. Oh, my. Well, yeah, my answer is absolutely. You know that.
Six frame, but you say he has.
But it didn't matter.
He absolutely is a better defender than anybody on our team that game for Carson Edwards.
I'm talking about Keay.
No.
Because I'm just making a point. You said Keay is the only person that would be able to get that basketball.
Yeah.
Are we in that position regarding Carson Edwards throughout the entire game? Is he a difference maker?
I find when guys go off for 40 plus points, it doesn't matter. That's what I think.
Yeah, you could have put
the shots he was taking. You were there. You tell you answer the question because you were. I don't know.
I saw the guy Leonard, shooting everything. Kawhi Leonard was on Carson Edwards that game. He would have gotten 46 points.
Maybe not. But Spence made the point that Keay was the best player. That Reese would not be able to replace Keay on that team. He wouldn't have got.
Yeah, I disagree with that. But there's right. No evidence.
Dougie, are you agreeing or disagreeing?
No, Reese would have been better, but that's. It doesn't matter. I'm glad Keay had that experience. It had
to be freshman Reese, right?
Yeah, freshman Reese. Freshman Reese or freshman Keay. Or we could say prime Keay, prime Reese.
Freshman Reese played 32 minutes a game.
Yeah, but look at that team, though.
But that's not because of Reese. It had nothing to do with Reese.
Exactly.
That's what you say.
You have Ty Jerome. You have Kyle Guy. All you're doing, if you're Reese, is closing your eyes and making a pass because here comes Kyle flying around the screen and it's going up. I don't.
T Dubs.
Yeah, T Dubs. You guys know better than me. I'm just saying. I don't think so.
Yeah, but that's like what did Kyle get drafted?
Who was a better freshman, Keay or Reese?
To who?
As a basketball player, I don't know.
It makes a good point. They're saying it's such a different team. I'm not sure you can make the comparison.
It's tough.
I think Kyle Guy got drafted 55th overall. And I think Kyle, at this stage in Reese's career, I think Kyle was a better college basketball player than Reese Beekman was. So I don't see why Reese would go to the draft and expect to get drafted any better than 55th.
Different draft, different players, possibly different needs. Different skill set. I would agree that Kyle Guy was a phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal college basketball.
Ridiculous.
Right? Like, and you look at his run during the tournament, his last three games, last two and a half games, were outstanding, were great.
And I would say no better decision than Kyle leaving because the next year COVID hit and he didn't get to play in the tournament. And he wouldn't.
That'd be my question. Forget COVID. Well, if Kyle did come back and he had the exact same numbers, does his draft status change? Probably not.
I don't think so.
You're not going to win back-to-back national tournaments. No matter. I don't care. If the entire team came back, maybe we do. Right? Maybe. Yeah,
you can.
And it's still hard. It's still hard.
There's no tournament.
Dougie, you make the point every time we talk about the NCAA tournament, how hard it is to win.
Yeah. Unless you're Florida Atlantic, and then you just seamlessly run through the entire field, and it's like no big deal.
Can they do it twice? So, T-Dubs, you're not going to answer the question?
What's that?
You don't have to.
No, I'll say Keay because of the quickness of guard. That was the need at the time, which was we didn't need him to do a whole bunch of stuff. We needed him to guard the small – sort of water bug style players, and that was Keay's role, and he really excelled at it. And is he better at that than Reese? Probably, but I mean, Reese had trouble with bigger guards that were shooting over him, but like that wasn't his task at the time, right?
You're right. So let's look at the Elite Eight. I'm sorry, the Sweet 16.
Oregon. Pritchard.
No, that was the Elite Eight, right? Oregon.
16. Yeah, Oregon.
Peyton Pritchard.
With Palin.
And Pritchard's a pro.
Yep.
Pritchard's an NBA basketball player.
He's a really good pro, struggling to get minutes right now for whatever reason because the coach.
I always liked him in college. Great college player. He's stuck around the pro.
Pritchard, Jared Harper.
Nope.
I'm sorry, Carson Edwards, then Jared Harper.
Yep.
So how does Reese guard those three guys?
No problem.
Hard to argue with the results that Kihei got with the national title. So there's no chance I'm going to say Reese.
He did a phenomenal job on Harper and Pritchard. Great job on both those guys.
Yeah, Oregon, we don't win that Oregon game without Kihei.
So great job.
I can't, yeah, anyway.
That's fine. Yeah, I mean, this is what I'm saying is if you look at all the players that we've put in the NBA, where's Reese on that list? I don't think that at this point he's very high by any stretch.
I just want to give my answer, my quick answer.
Yeah.
For that. I can see Reese doing well against those kids, those guys. Harper, Peyton Pritchard, and Carson Edwards. So I'm not sold that Kihei would have been better. It's hard. There's no way of knowing, of course, but
yeah.
I can see him doing well and being good on that team too. I'm just saying
I'll say something that Kihei had and he continues to have that is beyond his years is he was a freshman or a first year, and he was not afraid to go at those third and fourth year real guys. He took those challenges. Whereas, you know, Reese's first year, he was a little more feeling it out, not so much on defense, but just kind of feeling out his role and stuff. And Kihei sort of embraced specifically defending a water bug, for lack of a better word, point guard in another team. He did that very well. That's true.
Sorry, Spence, I interrupted you.
No, yeah. Well, yeah, like I said, like what do you think, Mark, compared to the NBA guys that have gone through the Tony Bennett era?
Yeah, should Reese do?
Reese ranks. I don't think he ranks very high at this point.
Look at the skill set and what's needed, what's required in the NBA.
Yeah. I mean, just like general, like just as players, I don't think that at this stage in his career, I don't think Reese is ready for the NBA. I think he should come back for another year.
Again, I would have to hear what NBA guys say. I just don't know. I don't have that call. Marky might. Marky knows.
No, I think
this panel, Mark knows much more than anybody because of firsthand experience. So I don't know. And I'm not – my argument is not why would he leave. It's why would he come back is my argument. My question. I'm not argument. Question.
GMs are looking at him. Scouts are looking at him, clearly.
Where would he go if he weren't to come back? Do you think he'd go to the draft fresh?
Oh, you have to, yeah.
Opposed to transferring?
Yeah. Well, like Fresh thinks, why would he come back? Where would he go? I don't think that he'd be in the G League, probably.
I don't think, why would he come back? I'm asking the question, why would he come back? I know all the reasons he would come back, and I want him to come back. I'm just saying, if I'm Reese, why would I come back? Am I going to get better at dribbling? Am I going to get better at shooting? Am I going to have a better fourth-year campaign than I've had in the previous two?
I'm going to say two reasons. As Sean Knoll said, he hasn't played with Kihei yet, without Kihei. There it is right there. Or yep. A couple of reasons. Also, he's going to get a chance to work on a shot, and he could say, can I be the two or three? Can I play the two or three?
See, that's a – though. I like the two or three idea a lot.
And if I make NIL money, guaranteed NIL money, $250,000, I don't think he's going to get that at UVA. I'm not sure we're in that position yet.
He's up there. He's getting – I mean, he's going to – if he's a late second-round pick, he's going to be making more money next year than he would in the G League.
If he's a late second-round pick, when you're a second-rounder, you're not guaranteed NBA.
Unless he gets a two.
Yeah, no, I know, but any money that he could be made from the G League, he's making more than that if he were to come back.
Right. That's my
point. I don't know anything. I don't know any of those guys. And
if you go to G League and you make $35,000-$40,000. Right, unless
I could tell you 100% he's making more than that here.
Unless you're getting exhibit 10, but okay, but if you're only making 60 or 70, well, that's not going to entice me to stay. If I'm making 200, okay, then I'm like, if the difference is knowing I'm making 200 versus I'm making 35, 40 with a long shot of going to the big time, and maybe being a two ways are getting 500.
I can tell you, I'm not going to say numbers, but he has that McDonald's deal. Everyone knows that. That's a good deal. And he's got, Hilldrop or something? He's got two pretty big deals with NIL. And those are paying, Kihei. Those are paying some big dollars.
Two-way. Yeah, I think two-way is 508 grand. Like
he's two-way probably can't be, but there's no guarantee he's getting a two-way.
No.
So does he
unless a team does give him a guarantee.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you what adds up are those 10 days. The 10-day $100,000 thing adds up.
You can only have a limit to how many you can get of those.
Well,
yeah. They're not as common now that there's no
100 COVID. Times five is there's still COVID. That's a different story. No, I don't know. I'm guessing for after all this discussion and thinking about what Mark's saying, he's going to come down to the advice and feedback he gets for sure. But maybe more the advice because we're doing these numbers, right? All right, you make 200 grand at Virginia NIL. That's done. Then you have a guy come in and say, as an agent, Mark, to your point, dude, 200 is your base. We got that. But you can then you're playing for upside of whatever. I think the advice is, and I'm the absolute last one to give advice or should be commenting. I'm just trying to understand why he would come back. That's it.
So what is your guess, Mark? What do you think he does?
I think he's back.
You think he's back?
Fresh, do you think he will come back?
He doesn't. I can text him and ask him, but I won't.
Well, what does your gut say?
Back.
TW. Vince?
Gone.
You think he's gone? I think he'll be back. I don't think that there's enough out there for him.
I told you, my heart says back, my head says gone.
Listen, if there was somebody else outside TW.
Yeah, exactly. TW has.
I'm like, maybe I'm wrong.
TW thinks with his head.
No, I mean the reason I say he's gone is there's so many question marks left at Virginia, right? Like a lot of the people he's played with are gone. If you're talking about social connection and reasons to come back and people to play with, and all the things reasons you love college, that's a big unknown. Right. And he's going to want to bet on himself. If somebody says, hey, if you do really well in these workouts, you can work your way into the middle of the second round, early first round. If you do really well in his mind, if he's confident, he's going to say, I can do that. I can go in there.
Yeah.
Show these people what I'm made of and I'm going to make it. Like, there's no questions. Like, that's my dream to make the NBA. Like, for me, to me, your dream is right there. Why not try to grab it? I don't know what tomorrow brings. I don't know if playing without Kihei and what if we don't get great recruits and I get hurt. Or da, da, da. There's a whole bunch of questions. Right well, that, now,
that's an opportunity for him.
I can dominate my workouts this summer and get my dream fulfilled. Why not take that risk? That's.
And I think we should be a little careful of just saying 500 grand is more than 200. 200 is more than 50, right? Because, I mean, Mark, let's go back to your sons because my only frame of reference, Ty Jerome, an opportunity to play in the NBA. Would he have gone for zero? Hell's yes. If he gets it, I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Dragon, that's my point. So, T-Dubs, I hear what you're saying. I'm sorry, Dougie. So,
I mean, 250 grand is more than 200 grand. So what? If TW just laid it out, my dreams are right here. That's what I think.
Never mind the money, right? But if you go, and I'm sure I hope he's got advisors telling him both sides.
Right.
The issue with going to the G League, it's so hard to get out of it.
Yeah, that's probably the best point.
Perennial G League player.
Yeah.
Right, making 35, 40, hoping, right? Or if you go overseas, it's so hard to come back to.
Yeah.
How many guys do it? So I want to know if there's a comp, if there's a Reese Beekman comp.
No, I think his comp are guys that end up going to Europe and you only hear about them if you're fans. Like, we'll know about Reese forever. I don't know who Rod Strickland. Rod was a much better player.
Oh, Rod
offensively.
Rod basket was.
Yeah, but you know I'm saying
you compare to him.
Yeah. No, Reese are a bunch of guys that go to Europe and they play in Greece and everywhere else and make hundreds of thousands of dollars for a long time.
That's which is great. What's better than that?
Making millions and millions in the NBA.
No, it's not. But that's again back to money, of course. If you told me
you go learn a whole nother culture, you go experience like who wouldn't want to play in Greece and go visit Santorini twice a year?
Right. That might not. Reese might be a homeboy. I don't know. That's what you can't read. You know, ask your guys Devin Hall and guys like that. They could London.
Ultimately, we don't know what, we don't know what drives Reese and what motivates Reese and where his head is, right?
Like, right. So,
like, we're playing guessing games. We're trading tea. That's what this is all about. Like, this is why
we yeah, exactly. We obviously don't know.
Yeah, nobody really knows but him. Nobody's going to make the best decision but him.
And there's also no reason to think that Reese doesn't have anything but the best relationship with the University of Virginia and the Virginia basketball program. It seems like that's at the top, you know.
He's going to ultimately, he's going to make the best decision for him. That's what I have trust and faith in.
We hope. And I think UVA guys a lot of times do. And guess what? What you guys said about Kyle Guy, he's not in the NBA. And Ty might never be in the NBA again. Their decisions might be the same no matter what. Kyle Guy might have had a great decision. His decision to come out still might be great. He might not have been drafted at all if he came up next year.
Yeah.
He might not have found him. Maybe he would have. Maybe he wouldn't have. Like,
I mean, then Ty and Kyle come out a year early may have sped up his progression into playing in Europe and to doing better for himself, right?
Right. Because yeah,
maybe. And he got the taste. He got a good NBA taste, man. Kyle, he played in real games. He played in, you know, he did real things in real games. I think, right? Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So experience. Once a job's a job, dude.
Yeah, I think
25 years old, making several hundred thousand dollars playing in Spain.
Yeah.
I'll sign up
all,
for that.
All expenses paid.
I'm signing that right now.
You don't spend a penny. Everything you make
is yours.
You get.
It's a loan.
That's the other thing about college too. Now people, they don't realize that. I get it, but you know, we had some expenses in college, but these guys stipends and everything else, they have more food than they need. They can pay for their car insurance. They can have a car. All these things. So you know.
It does take a certain personality to want to live overseas as a young kid. You know, if your dreams are the NBA and you want to be close to home and the fame and all of that, it feels like a step down, regardless of what your lifestyle is. You got to embrace that. Like, if you're not that type of person, you can easily go over there and be like, I'm better than this. This is not for me. And then it's a horrible experience.
And we all know guys that did that back in our day. Everybody's not as exotic as this panel, Marky, right? Multi-language, multinationals, all that stuff.
No, this. I mean, do we want to jump on again maybe later? I don't know, tomorrow, the next night, talk about. Well, there's still so much more to talk about, right? What are we doing in March? Like, how does UVA change in March? What is Elijah Gertrude? There's all of these things. Like, we've gone on almost an hour. Just on Reese.
I mean, we have three newcomers that we know.
Yes.
Maybe in the next week we'll have clarity if we have two more coming or whatever the number is. One more, I don't know.
I'm excited to talk about the system because TB and staff can be about their system and that they can't win in March.
I'd love to hear about Elijah from Fresh because Fresh has been scouting him since he was born. So
yeah, I can excited
to hear about that. And
this is the last
Dante year. Harris, I've heard bits and pieces from guys who've played with him, so I'm happy and willing to share that. So, yeah, let's jump on again and maybe tomorrow, the next day, continue this. I know, I don't know, maybe the comments, people, if you're enjoying this, I know somebody said, give us facts. We don't have a ton of facts. Like, let's just keep it real. If you're looking for exact facts of who's staying, who's going, we don't have that.
So. Wait till June.
The closest you can get to facts is VIP.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. A and B, it's gonna be tweeted before we know, unless Reese calls me.
I mean, no one's gonna trust our facts until they're actually facts. So you know, it's kind of like even if I said, "Oh, Reese is going," the first person is gonna be like, "Is it official? Is that the announcement?" No, it's not. I don't
know. And then they're gonna say, "Who told you?" That drives me crazy. Doesn't matter.
There's no facts here. No, this is the no facts.
To be expected in your role, Dougie.
Marky, 1 + 1 = 2. Who told you? My 8-year-old.
You and Adam are hilarious on the text.
Oh, my gosh. I'm
cracking up.
I know.
Who sources that?
it's just, you know, it's raining outside. It's going to rain today. Who told you it's going to rain? It's raining, bro.
I mean, Sean brought it up. We can talk about Tate Murray.
Sean, I like it. That's a great
Yeah, we'll make the list. If there's other things you guys want to hear about, we can go do some research.
I love Tame.
and have a chat. I feel like we can do this every other day for a while now until.
I don't think Tane's leaving, by the way, and I don't know that. Nobody told me. I don't know Tane.
That Dougie.
I don't live in Australia or New Zealand.
Who told you that?
I saw him working out with Zay this past summer in August. Zay and Tane going at it in the gym, 2 p.m. August. I don't think Tane's leaving. Last year, August 22.
But the truth is, I don't mind people asking me who told us, and we have to be, you know, we're feeding information to people. That's to be expected, right? People are going to want to know where that came from, so know how close it is to the truth.
That's a good way to get it cut off from the information.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't mean you're going to share it.
Right? I'm saying, yeah, that's fine. But I'm saying it's a good way to get cut off from the information in my mind if I say who told you.
You're not going to share. You're never going to share. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Information.
And I hear you. It does, you know, make it annoying, but you have information. You're closer to a lot of people and people want to know. So
information finds me.
I'm not sure what Lisa and we should talk NIL. I don't know what minimum versus maximum NIL for people
are receiving. I think Spencer could come up with a vague minimum maximum on that, or maybe you and Spencer TW. I have no clue.
None. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, scholarship to a million.
Yeah, I don't.
I think our fans are asking Virginia.
If you think anyone's making a million at the University of Virginia, you are sorely mistaken.
I'll bet it's between a scholarship and a million, though.
I'm closer to making a million than anyone on this roster.
Should there be a minimum versus maximum?
Because I want your job.
Damn. I'm making pizzas, and I can make.
Wait a minute, is locker room access paying you? Are you on salary for that much? T-Dubs, we got to talk. T-Dubs, I want to renegotiate my contract.
Sure.
Click.
We're looking for a new Jay Willie host.
And they said we'd never break up, Marky. Who thought Spence would come between us? My little nephew, who thinks he's taller than Reese, which is actually funny.
Thanks. I'll come take a picture with Reese tomorrow.
That's
fair. I'll find him in class, and I'll.
It's shoulders. It's not. It has nothing to do with neck, hair, anything. It's shoulder to shoulder.
By the way, when you send that picture, please put staying or interning.
Yeah, I'll let him.
And to call Dougie. And remind him to call Dougie.
He owes me a pair of shorts anyway.
He's
transferring
to St. John's for the Patino NIL money.
LSU.
He might be living in my neighborhood, close to my neighborhood. If St. John's is talking.
Yeah, he's living by me.
Right? I think he'd be at Marquette or LSU before he'd be at St. John's.
LSU.
LSU.
SEC, baby. That's real money.
I'm sure everybody.
We'll see. I think St. John's is gonna have the realest money. From really? What I've heard.
St. John's has one guy I know from. Marky would know better. Marky will know the name. I don't know. They have one guy that it doesn't matter. Whatever needs to be done, gets done.
And with Patino? I'm telling you, these guys are going to be living in luxurious high rises on the Upper East Side.
Taking Long Island City.
Class three times a week.
Online class, by the way.
Right. They'll be going to class for like whatever kind of setups Patino has them.
The party bus, picking them up.
Intro to coloring.
I mean, let's keep it real. It's been a while since St. John's been back. Like,
I think the last time they won an NCAA tournament game was like 2000, 2001. Some of this, I think I was right.
I mean, no pun intended. It's the perfect storm for St. John's.
Maybe.
The perfect red storm.
Red storm.
Right, T-Dubs, we aren't again when? Monday or Tuesday?
Your call. Whenever everyone's free, I'm down.
So we'll figure it out and
we'll figure it out
tomorrow.
Yeah, make sure you like and subscribe, get your notifications on if this is YouTube, and you'll get pinged when we go live, and we'll go from there. Otherwise, you can always just find us, search for us. We'll jump on and talk. So looking forward to that. Lots coming this off season. So we'll tap in as much as we can if you guys are liking this. Cool.
All right. Discussion. Go Hoos.
Go Hoos.
Appreciate it, buddy. Let's go.
Thanks, everyone.